The question is that we feel good when we come to spiritual programs, but then when we go back in the association of that we have in our college, in our campus, then we feel isolated over there. People label us also negatively. So how can we sustain, especially when there is not much positive association? Yeah, it is a challenge. At the same time, we all are not products of our circumstances. We are affected by our circumstances, but our circumstances don't determine us. So we have our free will. And in the Mahabharata, there is an example of Karna. Karna was basically, most of you are aware of the Mahabharata. So Karna was basically, in many ways, a virtuous person. But he was spoiled by bad association. How was he spoiled by bad association? No. Duryodhana helped him in his time of need. And he said, I will be forever your friend. And the result of that was that in order to please Duryodhana, he did many things which went against his own values and which he regretted later. So for example, when the gambling match was taking place, at that time when the Pandavas, they lost everything, then Draupadi was taken. And Draupadi was lost, at that time it was Karna who suggested to everyone that now that Draupadi is a slave, now if she's our slave, get her into the assembly and let us disrobe her. And not only did he do that, but afterwards, when there was an uproar in the assembly, how can you treat an honorable lady like this? So he said, what kind of honorable lady is she? She's already married to 5 husbands, she's a prostitute. So we can do whatever you want with her. So now later on, just before the Kurukshetra war takes place, Krishna meets Karna. Krishna comes to meet Duryodhana to try to appeal for peace. Duryodhana rejects his appeal. And then Krishna meets Karna. And at that time Karna says, he says at that time also, and later on he tells this to Bhishma also, he says that, I regret the way I acted in that assembly. I should not have spoken those words. Both calling Draupadi, giving the idea of disrobing her, but also calling her a prostitute. He said, this was, he said, I did that simply because I wanted to please Duryodhana. So he was basically a good person in many ways. But then the association of bad people brought out the worst in him. And that way his character got corrupted. The Mahabharata tells that his main flaw was misdirected loyalty. Loyalty is a good quality. But when that loyalty is misdirected, that often becomes bad. So for example, there's a terrorist leader who wants to blow up the Twin Towers. And then there is an assistant who says, I will give up my life. I'll be a suicide bomber for that. I'll be loyal. But what kind of loyalty is that? It is misdirected loyalty. So like that, we all have to decide what we want to be in life. And we have to select that circle of friends which will bring out the best within us. Now, most of you have come here primarily for your career. And along with that, you also, wherever we are, we need friends. But we have to see what kind of friends are we choosing. We may develop a career, but if while in pursuing a career, if we lose our character, then we are not really succeeding in life. So if we can select a friend circle, there is a large community of students around us. Within that also you will see that there are shades. So if we select a friend circle which helps to bring out our better side, our higher side, then we will have a much brighter future than what it would be otherwise. So nowadays, it's not just because there is social media. We can be connected with friends, now, even if you're not physically with them, through the social media. Even there are spiritual programs and there are spiritual podcasts and articles and spiritual friends with whom we can access through the social media also. So if we recognize the importance of having the right social circle, then there are ways in which it can be done. And each of us can, according to our situation, maybe talk with some of our friends and find out how that can be best done. But without having a right social circle, our determination will not continue for long. Determination cannot exist in isolation. Whatever determination we have, it needs some nutrition, and that nutrition comes from the right association. So, like this kind of programs which are held once a week, this itself will give some spiritual charge. And if you can come for these programs and hear about the Bhagavad Gita, learn and apply those things in your life, then you will be bringing out the best within you, and you will be able to move onwards. Does it answer the question? Thank you. Great. Any other questions?
Not a question, actually, just a kind of an observation.